promoting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, where he plays a mad scientist. Tyler, what we gonna do? What we gonna now? You have your own island in the Bahamas. Can we? How many people can hold? Can you hold on that island?
Listen to me. It's too close to America if he wins.
Bahamas is too close.
It's too close to America if Trump wins. That's too close.
We got to move further than that.
I can't even imagine that, Tom. Nobody thought this man would get this far. He thought it was all a joke in the beginning, and now here we are. He's the nominee, the presumptive nominee.
Yeah. And in some polls, he is leading Hillary Clinton in a couple of polls and tied in others.
Shocking.
The other polls, Tyler, is that the unfavorables are so big for both of them. Don't like Donald Trump.
Either
more people don't like Hillary Clinton. And so where does that leave us? If either of them came to you and asked you if you would be their running mate, and I know, you know, not my dear, but Tyler, what would you do? Because Mark Cuban is talking about he'll be everybody's running mate.
Hey, listen, I would have to go with Clinton. I'm going to have to go with Clinton on that.
I know. That's how we feel too.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say, man. It's scary though. But I do know, you know, anytime you spend time with Obama or in the White House and have some private conversation, you know, that's not the kind of person with that kind of attitude and temperament that Donald Trump that you want in the White House handling these sensitive situations. It's scary.
Yeah. Here's the latest. He said on Fox, I don't want to have guns in the classroom, although in some cases, teachers should have guns in classrooms.
Well, good thing they didn't have that back in the 70s. So the teachers that I went to school with, we all be dead.
You come home to your mama. I got shot today. You got shot twice yesterday.
What the hell did you do? What did you do?
Right.
She should have shot your ass because you should have shot the kid. You know how we went back in the day.
Man, you can't give a gun
and
to
then
a
look,
teacher.
And you can't get shot again.
We got shot in homeroom, man.
Tyler, I, you know, one of the things that really kind of buoys you in all of this is, and this is after I saw your speech that you gave at Tuskegee when you got your honorary doctorate.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. But thank you very much. At Tuskegee, man, that was pretty awesome.
And talking to the young people and you know, the great possibilities before them, and yet you're looking at this, and how do you keep going in terms of, you know, it's really inspiring people the way you do?
I'm going to tell you right now, ain't nothing but God. You got to get somewhere and pray, especially if this happens. We all got to come together. Every Christian, Muslim, Jew, everybody got to get together, get on their knees, and pray that this don't happen. Man, I'm telling you, you want to inspire people and to keep going, but here's what I know. Here's what I know. It's not the be-all, end-all. And listen, we still got a race to run. Everybody just got to get out and vote. We got to at least fight back.
Yeah.
We can't
that's
just lay down and take it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if so many people say they're not going to vote at all, that's the scary part. That's really
that's the scary part.
And if they
that
don't vote
the
at all,
then
white
Trump
people
wins,
white people too. Trump wins.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Did you see Madonna and the Prince tribute on the Billboard Awards last night?
Oh, that was a Prince tribute?
Exactly.
I saw Madonna. I didn't see a Prince tribute.
You can't call
you,
it
Tyler.
A tribute, Tyler.
They would have been better off.
Comeback.
They would have been better off play if they brought out Too Sweet, man. They really would have.
From the Dr. Pepper commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 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 Right. Right.
And Tyler, after you finish promoting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, what will you be working on? Because people are asking your next project, are other movies in the works, like How Do I Get Married? Why Did I Get Married? 3 and that kind of thing.
I tell you, the funniest thing I ever did, Madea Halloween, I promise to God, this thing is so stupid. I cut loose. I cut loose. I let old man Joe cut loose. He's saying whatever he wants to say.
Oh,
this thing is the funniest thing. I can't wait till October.
It's done?
You mean he didn't before?
Yeah, right. Joe didn't cut loose before?
I've never cut loose like this, buddy. Never. It's crazy.
When does this come out? It's done?
October 21st.
Halloween.
Halloween. My dear Halloween. Man. And it came from... Chris Rock, he actually did a spoof of it in Top 5.
Right.
Where he had his movie, and it was a movie inside of a movie. His character, nobody went to his movie. He went to the theaters to see where everybody was, and they were at a boo of Madea Halloween. Right. And then Lionsgate said, man, you got to try this. I'm like, I ain't doing a damn Halloween movie. Get out of here with that crap. But when I came up with the concept, man, I thought it was hysterical. And I'm telling you, funniest thing I've ever done.
Oh, that's cool.
Can't wait
till October. All right. My man, TP, Tyler Perry.
Oh, you with me.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles opens this June 3rd.
June 3rd. Friday, June 3rd.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Thanks, TP. We love you.
I appreciate it, brother. Man. Always good to hear from you guys.
All right.